Apart from the risk of depression, fish are also capable of sophisticated strategy. At least that's how our explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender, understood an encounter he had in the Sea of Cortez, east of Baja California.
Flat on your belly outside of the sight of land, supported by a bottomless pit of water, the Sea of Cortez does not feel like anyone's friend. Everything else probably knows this, or that's how it seems. I don't see any life below me. All the sparkling stuff of the sea they tell you about must be on vacation in some other part, or maybe for the bright little fishes it is just too far from shore. Who can blame them? It is unsavory, so much emptiness, and to be all alone. And then I am not. They are the shape of spears, long and thin, like barracuda, but bigger, much bigger than any barracuda I've ever seen. Tail fins built in an ancient and symmetrical vertical way, mouths toothy as a saw. And that same shape, even and long, their eyes capable of rolling around to watch as they cut a close circle of me. One they could cross, all three of them, in less than the time it takes to fill your lungs. You wouldn't have time to scream. And who would hear you if you did? They are perfectly spaced, almost as tall as I am. If you stood one on end, there would be no escape. But I can feel the thought they're thinking. I felt it from hawks who look you up and down so quick. It's over before you know what's happening, and the verdict of these three wahoo cruising like hawks of the sea, it's the same as before, when sized up by those hawks of the air, too big. This judgment having precluded the further discourse of edible or inedible. On their way back, the wahoo circle me once more, just to be sure.
That's our resident explorer, Mark Seth Lender, and there's more at our website, loe.org.